Hello.
My name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded. For quality assurance purposes, may I speak to the person who requested this callback?
This is her.
And how may I assist you, please?
Yes, ma'am. I want to put in the claim for my unemployment.
I'd be happy to help you with that. I just need your Social Security number.
421-920-775.
And your name?
Karen Montgomery.
And your driver's license number?
Give me a minute and let me pull over, okay? I was driving. I'm sorry. I'm going to pull over. Still there?
I am.
Okay. My number is 4622-762.
And your mother's maiden name?
Coca.
And your date of birth?
12/20/1960.
I'm going to open an application for you, and I just need you to answer the questions on the application. Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Okay. And verify your name again for me, please.
Sharon. Sharon Louise Montgomery.
Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what is the best contact phone number for you?
256-343-3224.
Okay, thank you. So this system will verify information more than one time. So verify your date of birth again for me, please.
12/20/1960.
And your mother's maiden name?
Coca.
Was your driver's license issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And verify that license number, please.
4622-762.
Okay, thank you. So are you white, black, or Asian?
Black.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And what's your physical address?
1700 Diane Drive, Anniston, Alabama, 36207.
Okay. Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have your addresses 1700 Diane Drive, Anniston, Alabama, 36207. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked, what was your job title?
Bus driver.
Is this a school bus driver or what kind of driver?
School bus, yes.
Okay. And is that the kind of work you're going back to?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what's that date?
We will return on the 8th of August, 2024.
Okay. And this is because you all are out on a vacation period, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trainer occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would travel 40.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum wage.
And what's minimum wage for you?
I'm going to go with $10.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I a what, ma'am?
A vice president, president running a business.
No.
Own a business?
No.
Work for yourself?
No.
Working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No.
Applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a state debit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be Chime, PayPal, or Cash App. Do you want it to go to a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And may I have your routing number and your account number, please?
Okay. I got the wrong card. Yeah. Let me... I thought I had took out the right card. Mm-hmm. Okay. My routing number is 06200019.
Okay. All right. And your account number, please?
My account number is 034-7006-730.
And verify that account number one more time for me.
034-7006-730.
So it's only 16 in that account number or two?
One.
Okay. All right. And who was your last employer?
It's first student.
Okay. And the phone number for them, please.
I have that phone number. hold on. I got it right here.
Okay.
Okay, the phone number is going to be 513-241-2200.
Okay. 513-241-2200, correct?
Yes.
And what city were you working in?
Anniston, Alabama.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
I started in May. It was May 20th in 2023.
And your last day. Okay. And the last day that you worked?
It was the last week. Oh, no. I'm going back to my calendar.
Okay.
And we worked summer school, so. Mm-hmm. Last day we worked was June 28th.
Okay. So you all are out for a vacation period?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1215 East Lake Boulevard, 226 Delwood Drive, 3593 Highway 14,
206 Delwood Drive.
In which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Have you ever lived in Albertville, Estaboga, Phoenix City, Dothan, none of the above?
Estaboga.
Estaboga. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Pontiac Grand Prix, 2002 Saturn S Series, 2006 Honda Ridge Line, 2007 Audi Q7. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
What was the first one?
1997 Pontiac Grand Prix.
Yes, 1997.
Okay. So three statements are directed to you. The first statement, I hereby file an internet claim, that's what we're doing now, for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits.
Okay.
You can file your weekly certification either online in the Claimant Portal, File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or call 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification, you want the number again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Ms. Montgomery, we've completed your application. I have a 9-digit transaction number for you.
Okay.
It's like a confirmation number. So it's 489 986.
Okay.
Okay. And then you need your 4-digit PIN number to do your weekly certifications.
Mm-hmm.
And that PIN number is 1938.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So starting next week, you will need to do your first certification. And because you don't go back to work within a 2 weeks period, you have to do a job search.
Okay.
And so you look up 3 jobs that you've contacted, give the name of the job, the date you contacted them, how you contacted them. And that weekly certification once a week, each week, starting next week, will keep your claim open. Okay?
Okay.
And so it normally takes about 3 weeks to process the claim. So even if you go back to work and you haven't started getting benefits, you continue to do your weekly certifications.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. That was it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day.
What day do I call in, ma'am? Is it next week?
You have from Sunday through Friday. You can do it this coming Sunday, or if you don't have the information, you have up until Friday of each week, no later than 5 p.m., to complete that certification.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You enjoy your day. Bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.